It's Remember a Charity Week, and gifts left to the RNIB in Wills can help provide services and support to blind and partially sighted people all across the UK. It can be a complicated process, but with the free Wills network, legal advice to help you deal with your estate is available. Today, let's talk about inheritance tax and how leaving a gift from your estate could end up with your beneficiaries receiving more and the taxman receiving less. To find out more, I spoke to solicitor Emily Little-Hales.
Hello, I'm Emily Little-Hales and I'm a solicitor at Celtic Law. We specialise in wills, trusts, estate planning and bereavement services.
So Emily, can you tell us what inheritance tax is?
So inheritance tax is the tax that's applied on death, and each of us have a nil rate band. So like any other tax, so income tax, and people will probably be familiar with that, you get the first lump taxed at zero or tax-free. So we each have a nil rate band of 325,000. So that's the starting point. And then any assets that are valued over the 325,000 are taxed at 40%.
Now, the nil rate band we've talked about is for an individual, but that can change if you're married or for various other reasons.
Absolutely. So if you're married, if you have children, there's lots of different nil rate bands that apply. You know, gift between married couples are tax-free, for example. You know, it's pretty difficult to do a sort of a whistle-stop overview on inheritance tax. So I think really the best thing that supporters can do is to take advantage of the free will scheme and get some proper advice so that they know exactly what their nil rate bands are and they can plan for that tax.
So does that include the value of any property or the family home?
So it does. In England and Wales, it's absolutely everything that an individual owns. So their property, their money in the bank, their jewellery, their vehicles, absolutely everything. The only sort of differential, I suppose, that we might have in England and Wales is that where there's inheritance tax and there's a property in the estate, you can pay that inheritance tax by instalments on a property. So it sort of gives you time to sell a property and pay it. So that's the idea behind it. But certainly from the point of view of how the tax is calculated, it's on all of your assets.
Now, if you know your estate's over the nil rate band, is there anything you can do to reduce what tax you would pay?
So the starting point for individuals is that we each have our nil rate band of 325,000. And there's also a nil rate band that's attributable to your main residence of a further 175,000. So if we just work on the basis of the individual nil rate band for the moment, and if you think that everything taken together is valued over those nil rate bands, there's certainly things you can do to mitigate it. And I usually say to clients that inheritance tax is a plannable tax. It's something that we can legitimately plan to reduce. So there's a couple of things that we can do. So starting off with maybe some lifetime gifting. So each year, we're allowed to give away £3,000 per annum without worrying about inheritance tax. So that's not £3,000 to everybody we know. It's £3,000 across the board. So that's one of the things we can do to sort of stop your estate from accumulating and growing even further. Lots of people are also familiar with the seven-year rule. So where we make a larger lifetime gift, so say, for example, you wanted to help out, you know, one of your children by purchase a property or something like that, and you're giving them some money towards a deposit and you give them, say, £50,000 or something like that. As long as you survive your seven-year period, that £50,000 falls out of your estate for inheritance tax purposes. So even where we've made a gift to reduce our estates during our lifetime, there is a requirement to survive that seven-year period, if you like. And so that's one of the things that people can do if they're feeling really generous and they want to give lots of money away. They can do so and survive their 7 years. And there's other things that people can do where they've got disposable income. And so each month, if you find that you've got an extra, you know, couple of £100 at the end of the month that you're not spending, you can actually give that away each month. And the requirement there is that that gifting has got to be from your income. And it's got to be regular. And we usually say to clients, if you're planning on doing that, and just keep records so that when the time comes to make an inheritance tax application, there's some nice records there in place to demonstrate those gifts.
What about leaving gifts to charity, say RNIB?
So if you've got supporters who donate sort of on a regular basis, any lifetime gifts that they make to your charity are actually tax-free. That's a really nice benefit. You're giving money to a charity, but you're also reducing the value of your estate for inheritance tax purposes. So in terms of lifetime gifting, if you want to make a gift to a charity, there's no tax, so the seven-year rule that we've been talking about there wouldn't apply. But also, if you are leaving a significant gift to a charity within your will, again, that reduces the value of your estate. But not only that, depending on how much you're leaving to that charity, if you leave at least 10% of your gross estate, so the whole value of your estate, to your chosen charity, the 40% rate of tax is actually reduced to 36%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it can make a really big difference to the overall bill. And I would always say to supporters of a charity, if you're planning on doing that, take some good legal advice. And there's some really clever clauses that we can put in a will where clients want to take advantage of that reduction in the rate to make sure that the gift they leave is always going to be enough to get that reduction. And we've actually seen in some cases that clients who've left a gift to a charity, not only have they left a really valuable gift to that charity, which, it's like that lasting legacy, that feel good feeling, isn't it? They've done something really good for the charity, but it's actually meant that the tax man has got less and also that their beneficiaries have got more. And so if you're planning on leaving a percentage to a charity and you're thinking of perhaps leaving maybe even 4%, sometimes it can be helpful to the tax position to leave 10%, because it can actually mean that the tax man gets less, the beneficiaries get more, and the charity gets a really nice gift as well. So that's a really nice thing that clients can consider doing in their will, sort of maximise the tax benefits and also help a charity. RNIB are part of the free will scheme. This is a really valuable service because the free will scheme actually funds a simple will to be put in place, and that gives you the opportunity to actually speak to a solicitor and obtain proper advice, and because it's part and parcel of making a will, inheritance tax should be something that a solicitor advises the client on as well. So I think the free will scheme is probably a really good starting point in terms of getting some proper professional advice on tax generally and on making a will, of course.
Thanks to solicitor Emily Littlehales. For more information on the National Free Wills Network and donating to RNIB, head to rnib.org.uk and search for wills. Or you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.